请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Jamie Dornan is a famous actor.
杰米·多南是一位著名的演员。
Pamela Anderson is also a famous actress.
帕梅拉·安德森也是一位著名女演员。
They will star in a new movie.
他们将在一部新电影中主演。
Michael Cera will direct the movie.
迈克尔·塞拉将执导这部电影。
The movie is very exciting.
这部电影非常令人兴奋。
Jamie and Pamela met at the movie set.
杰米和帕梅拉在电影布景地见面了。
They became good friends.
他们成为了好朋友。
The director, Michael, is very kind.
导演迈克尔非常善良。
Michael helps the actors every day.
迈克尔每天帮助演员。
The movie has many scenes.
这部电影有许多场景。
Jamie loves acting in this movie.
杰米喜欢在这部电影中表演。
Pamela is happy to work with Jamie.
帕梅拉很高兴能和杰米一起工作。
The team works hard every day.
团队每天都努力工作。
They want to finish the movie soon.
他们想尽快看完这部电影。
The movie will be popular.
那部电影将会很受欢迎。
Fans are excited to see the movie.
影迷们很兴奋能看到这部电影。
The actors feel happy to work together.
演员们感到快乐一起工作。
This new movie is a big success.
这部新电影是一个巨大的成功。
Everyone loves films with famous actors.
每个人都喜欢有著名演员的电影。
When I was a child, my grandmother told me many stories from the past.
当我还是个孩子的时候，我的祖母给我讲了许多过去的故事。
She spoke about her childhood in a small village.
她谈到了她在一个小村庄的童年。
The village was quiet and full of green trees.
那个村庄很安静，充满了绿色的树木。
She said children played outside every day after school.
她说，孩子们每天放学后在外面玩。
There were no computers or phones then.
那时没有电脑或电话。
She remembered big family dinners every Sunday.
她记得每个星期天的大型家庭聚餐。
Her parents cooked delicious meals with fresh vegetables.
她的父母用新鲜蔬菜烹饪了美味的饭菜。
She told me about the school she attended.
她告诉我关于她上过的学校。
The teachers were kind and helped the students learn.
老师们很善良，并帮助学生学习。
During holidays, she visited her cousins in the city.
在假期期间，她拜访了她的表亲们在城市里。
She liked to see different places and meet new people.
她喜欢看到不同的地方并遇见新的人们。
One story was about a big storm that came to the village.
有一个故事是关于一场大风暴来到村庄的。
The wind was strong and the trees moved a lot.
风很强，树木移动了很多。
Many people helped each other during the storm.
许多人在风暴期间互相帮助。
My grandmother said these stories teach us important lessons.
我的祖母说，这些故事教导我们重要的课程。
Now I like to remember and share stories from the past too.
现在我喜欢回忆并分享过去的故事。
These stories help me understand the world better.
这些故事帮助我更好地理解世界。
I hope one day I will tell stories to my children.
我希望有一天我会给我的孩子讲故事。
Stories from the past keep our memories alive.
来自过去的故事让我们的记忆鲜活。
Sarah wanted to find a new job in the city.
萨拉想在城市里找到一份新工作。
She looked online for several different positions.
她在网上寻找几个不同的职位。
Her friend John works as a chef in a busy restaurant.
她的朋友约翰在一家忙碌的餐厅当厨师。
He loves cooking and meeting new people.
她喜欢烹饪和结识新朋友。
Sarah applied for a sales assistant position at a clothing store.
莎拉申请了服装店的销售助理职位。
She had to write a cover letter and send her resume by email.
她必须写一封求职信并通过电子邮件发送她的简历。
The manager invited her to an interview the following week.
经理邀请她参加了下周的面试。
During the interview, Sarah answered questions about her experience and skills.
在面试期间，萨拉回答了关于她的经验和技能的问题。
She felt confident because she had worked in retail before.
她感到自信，因为她以前在零售业工作过。
The workplace was friendly, and the team seemed supportive.
工作场所很友好，团队看起来很支持。
After the interview, Sarah received a phone call with good news.
面试结束后，莎拉接到了一个带有好消息的电话。
She was offered the position and happily accepted it.
她被提供了这个职位，并且愉快地接受了。
On her first day, her manager introduced her to the team.
在她的第一天，她的经理向团队介绍了她。
She learned how to use the cash register and help customers.
她学会了如何使用收银机并帮助顾客。
Her coworkers were kind and showed her the daily tasks.
她的同事们很友善，并向她展示了日常任务。
After a few weeks, Sarah felt comfortable in her new workplace.
过了几个星期后，莎拉在她的新工作场所感到很舒适。
She knew this job was the perfect fit for her skills and interests.
她知道这份工作非常适合她的技能和兴趣。
Working in a team helped her develop new abilities.
在团队中工作帮助她发展了新的能力。
Sarah was excited to see what the future at work would bring.
莎拉很兴奋地想看到工作中的未来会带来什么。
Cristiano Ronaldo did not participate in the recent match between Al Nassr and Al Tawan.
克里斯蒂亚诺·罗纳尔多未参加近期在阿尔纳斯尔和阿尔塔旺之间的比赛。
The reason was his minor injury that required rest and recovery.
原因是他的轻微受伤，需要休息和恢复。
Al Nassr needed to adjust their lineup without their star forward.
阿尔纳斯尔需要在没有他们的明星前锋的情况下调整阵容。
The match took place last Saturday evening at King Abdullah Sports City Stadium.
比赛于上周六晚上在阿卜杜拉国王体育城体育场举行。
Both teams competed intensely, creating an exciting atmosphere for the fans.
两支队伍激烈竞争，营造了令人兴奋的氛围给粉丝们。
Al Nassr managed to score the opening goal in the 23rd minute through a well-executed free kick.
阿尔纳斯尔队成功在第23分钟通过一次执行良好的任意球打进首球。
Al Tawan responded quickly and equalized just before halftime, making the score 1-1.
阿尔塔翁快速回应，并在半场休息前扳平了比分，使得比分是1-1。
In the second half, both teams had several chances but failed to score.
在下半场，两队都有多次机会，但未能得分。
The match ended in a draw, which slightly disappointed the supporters of Al Nassr.
比赛以平局结束，这让阿尔纳斯尔的支持者略感失望。
The coach mentioned that Cristiano's absence was necessary to preserve his fitness for upcoming fixtures.
教练提到，克里斯蒂亚诺的缺席是为了保护他即将到来的比赛的体能所必须的。
This decision was supported by medical staff who advised caution.
这一决定得到了医疗人员的支持，他们建议小心。
Al Nassr still showed strong teamwork despite missing their key player.
阿尔纳斯尔尽管缺少他们的关键球员，仍然展现出强大的团队合作。
The fans appreciated the effort from the entire squad during the challenging match.
在这场充满挑战的比赛中，球迷们欣赏了全队的努力。
Al Tawan's goalkeeper made several impressive saves, contributing to the final result.
阿尔塔旺的守门员做出了几次令人印象深刻的扑救，为最终结果做出了贡献。
This match was part of the ongoing Saudi Pro League season, which remains highly competitive.
这场比赛是正在进行的沙特职业联赛赛季的一部分，赛季依然竞争激烈。
Several clubs are fighting to secure positions for continental tournaments next year.
多个俱乐部正在争夺确保洲际锦标赛名额的位置，明年举行。
Fans eagerly anticipate the return of Cristiano Ronaldo in upcoming matches.
粉丝们迫切期待克里斯蒂亚诺·罗纳尔多在即将到来的比赛中回归。
Meanwhile, Al Nassr will focus on maintaining their strong league position despite recent challenges.
与此同时 ，Al Nassr 将专注于保持其在联赛中的强势地位，尽管最近面临挑战。
Overall, the match was a memorable event that displayed the competitive spirit of Saudi football.
总体而言，这场比赛是一场令人难忘的活动，展示了沙特足球的竞争精神。
Nancy Ajram, a celebrated Lebanese singer, has significantly shaped the Arab pop music scene.
南希·阿朱拉姆，一位著名的黎巴嫩歌手，显著地塑造了阿拉伯流行音乐舞台。
Her breakthrough came in the early 2000s with the release of the hit single, Akasmic Awe, which cemented her status as a rising star.
她的突破发生在2000年代初，伴随着热门单曲 Akasmic Awe 的发布，这巩固了她作为新星的地位。
Ajram's distinctive voice and charismatic performances quickly attracted a broad fan base across the Middle East and beyond.
阿杰拉姆独特的嗓音和富有魅力的表演迅速吸引了中东及更远地区广大粉丝群。
Throughout her career, she has released numerous albums that blend traditional Arabic music with contemporary pop influences.
在她的整个职业生涯中，她发布了许多专辑。这些专辑融合了传统阿拉伯音乐与当代流行音乐的影响。
Her 2007 album, Bet Fakir Faye, was critically acclaimed and is still considered a masterpiece in the region.
她2007年的专辑 Bet Fakir Faye 受到了评论界的高度赞扬，至今仍被视为该地区的杰作。
Ajram's influence extends beyond music. She is also a prominent philanthropist and a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador.
阿杰拉姆的影响超越了音乐，她还是一位杰出的慈善家和联合国儿童基金会善意大使。
Recently, Nancy Ajram celebrated her 40th birthday with a star-studded concert in Beirut that showcased both veteran and emerging artists.
最近，南希·阿杰拉姆在贝鲁特举办了一场星光熠熠的音乐会，庆祝她的40岁生日。这场音乐会展示了资深及新兴艺术家。
This event not only honored her past achievements but also highlighted her ongoing relevance in the entertainment industry.
此次活动不仅仅是为了表彰她过去的成就，还突出了她在娱乐产业中的持续影响力。
In addition to her musical projects, Ajram has ventured into business, launching her own perfume line and engaging in various endorsement deals.
除了她的音乐项目外，阿杰拉姆已涉足商业，推出了自己的香水系列。并参与了各种代言交易。
Her brand represents modernity and elegance while staying deeply connected to Arab cultural heritage.
她的品牌代表了现代性与优雅，同时与阿拉伯文化遗产保持着深刻的联系。
Nancy Ajram's ability to navigate changing musical landscapes while preserving her unique artistic voice is a testament to her talent and adaptability.
南希·阿杰拉姆在导航变化的音乐景观时，同时保持她独特的艺术声音，这证明了她的才华和适应能力。
She has won numerous awards throughout her career, including several World Music Awards and Murex d'Or honors.
她在整个职业生涯中赢得了众多奖项，包括多个世界音乐奖和 Murex d'Or 荣誉。
Her recent single has been praised for its innovative sound and meaningful lyrics that reflect social issues.
她最近的单曲因其创新的声音和意义深远的歌词而受到赞扬，这些歌词反映了社会问题。
Nancy's social media presence is highly active and engages millions of fans globally, sharing aspects of both her professional and personal life.
南希的社交媒体存在非常活跃，并吸引了全球数百万粉丝。分享她职业和个人生活的各个方面。
Her dedication to her craft and community involvement cements her as a beloved figure in the Arab world and beyond.
她对她的公益和社区参与的奉献巩固了她作为阿拉伯世界及更广泛地区受人喜爱的形象。
Looking ahead, Ajram continues to innovate by collaborating with diverse artists and exploring new musical genres.
展望未来，阿杰拉姆通过与多样化的艺术家合作持续创新，并探索新的音乐流派。
Her resilience and ability to adapt to changing tastes guarantee that her influence will endure for many years.
她的韧性和适应变化口味的能力保证了她的影响力将持续多年。
Fans eagerly await her upcoming album, expecting a blend of heartfelt ballads and upbeat tracks that showcase her artistic growth.
歌迷们热切期待他即将发行的专辑，期望其中融合了深情的叙事歌和欢快的曲目，展现他艺术上的成长。
In summary, Nancy Ajram represents not only musical excellence but also a powerful symbol of cultural pride and modern Arab femininity.
总结而言，南希·阿杰拉姆不仅代表音乐卓越， 还是文化自豪感和现代阿拉伯女性气质的强大象征。
In contemporary society, mass media wields profound influence over public opinion, shaping perceptions and narratives with unparalleled reach.
在当代社会，大众传媒对公众舆论施加深远影响，以无与伦比的传播力塑造认知和叙事。
The mechanisms by which information disseminates through diverse channels entail complex interplay between content creators, gatekeepers, and consumers.
通过多种渠道传播信息的机制涉及内容创作者、门卫和消费者之间的复杂相互作用。
Mass media serves as a conduit, facilitating not only the transmission of information but also the framing of socio-political discourse.
大众媒体作为一种媒介，既促进了信息的传递，也促进了社会政治话语的构建。
Through agenda setting and priming, media outlets influence which issues the public perceives as urgent or significant.
通过议程设置和启动，媒体渠道影响公众认为紧迫或重要的问题。
The unparalleled dissemination speed of modern communication technologies exacerbates the complexities inherent in managing information veracity.
现代通信技术无与伦比的传播速度加剧了管理信息真实性固有的复杂性。
Consequently, critical media literacy becomes pivotal for individuals aiming to navigate the vast array of conflicting messages.
因此，批判性媒介素养对于那些旨在驾驭大量冲突信息的个人来说至关重要。
Narrative framing strategies employed by journalists can subtly influence audience emotions and cognitive interpretations.
由记者采用的叙事框架策略可以微妙地影响观众的情感和认知解读。
Moreover, selective exposure reinforces pre-existing biases, creating echo chambers that diminish exposure to divergent viewpoints.
此外，选择性曝光强化了已有偏见，创造了回音室，减少了对不同观点的接触。
The rise of social media platforms has democratized content creation yet simultaneously introduced challenges related to verification and credibility.
社交媒体平台的崛起促进了内容创作的民主化，同时也带来了与验证和可信度相关的挑战。
Users often confront a deluge of information, necessitating sophisticated evaluative skills to discern authenticity.
用户经常面对大量信息，这需要复杂的评估技能来辨别真实性。
Furthermore, narrative persuasion techniques exploit emotional resonance to sway opinions subtly yet effectively.
此外，叙事说服技巧利用情感共鸣来细腻而有效地影响观点。
It is imperative for communicators to uphold ethical standards while engaging diverse audiences.
对于传播者来说，维护道德标准是必不可少的。
Strategies involving transparency and accountability foster trust, mitigating the risk of misinformation proliferation.
涉及透明度和问责制的策略促进信任，减轻错误信息传播的风险。
In the realm of international communication, cultural nuances play a critical role in message interpretation and effectiveness.
在国际交流领域，文化细微差别在信息解读和效果方面起着关键作用。
Therefore, communicators must adapt their strategies to bridge cultural divides and enhance mutual understanding.
因此，沟通者必须调整他们的策略，以弥合文化分歧并增进相互理解。
Digital literacy initiatives therefore constitute an essential component of comprehensive communication education.
数字素养倡议因此构成全面传播教育的重要组成部分。
Ultimately, the dialectic between media influence and audience agency underscores the dynamic nature of contemporary communication landscapes.
最终，媒体影响与观众能动性之间的辩证关系强调了当代传播景观的动态本质。
As stakeholders in this ecosystem, it is incumbent upon both producers and consumers to engage critically and conscientiously.
作为这个生态系统的利益相关者，生产者和消费者均有责任以批判和自觉的态度参与其中。
In this way, the symbiotic relationship between media and society can be navigated with integrity and a commitment to truth.
通过这种方式，媒体与社会之间的共生关系可以以诚信和对真理的承诺来引导。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。